USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A San Antonio teen is in critical condition after a policeman shot him eating a burger inside his car at McDonald's last Sunday. The shooting caught on just-released body cam video, now under investigation by the police and the DA's office. Officer James Brennan, on the force just 7 months, was fired overnight. 17-year-old Eric Cantu is in the hospital with multiple gunshot wounds. His friend George Ramos is visibly upset.
He is on oxygen. He does have a breathing tube, things like that. But we hope he can fully recover from this situation and this incident that happened. You know, it's very hard to think about.
Brennan was initially responding to another disturbance, turning his attention to Eric Cantu's car, which he thought was stolen. For decades, the police were rarely allowed on university campuses in Greece without express permission from the school's rector and the approval of a prosecutor, even in cases of emergency. But in September, the government began trying to deploy officers at four universities, stoking vehement protests and prompting accusations of authoritarian tactics. The concept of law enforcement on campuses had largely been anathema in Greece since 1973, when more than 20 people were killed after a student uprising at the Athens Polytechnic against the country's military dictatorship. But the no police policy was repealed in 2019. Brett Favre has become embroiled in the largest case of public fraud in Mississippi history, involved in a scandal that, according to a state audit, has seen at least $77 million of temporary assistance for needy families' funds line the pockets of rich and powerful Mississippians. Six people have been arrested, five of whom have pled guilty for their involvement. Favre has denied wrongdoing and has not yet been criminally charged. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
A late-night altercation outside a bar in Jefferson County, Colorado, ended with one man killed and eight others injured when a driver reportedly plowed into a crowd with his car Saturday night. Authorities say the incident happened after a gang-related argument took place in front of the Rock Rest Lounge at around 1:45 Sunday morning. A white Chevy pickup truck containing the driver and two passengers backed out of a parking spot and drove through the crowd, including restaurant staff standing in the parking lot. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office spokesperson Jenny Fulton describes what the deputies found when they responded to the call.
When our deputies first responded to the scene, they said there were about 50 people gathered around outside. And of course, we have victims laying on the ground. We have victims that have sustained more minor injuries. So that's the scene that we arrived at.
The driver and two passengers were taken into custody a short time after the incident. The driver faces three counts of first-degree assault and three counts of second-degree assault. In the first quarter, a drop kickoff return by backup special teams player Tywan Jones left the Buffalo Bills to start at their own 2-yard line. But the offense quickly bounced back with Josh Allen throwing a bomb to Gabe Davis.
3rd and 10, going into the wind, way down the field. Oh my goodness! This is going to be 98 yards to Gabe Davis!
That touchdown staked the Bills to a 7-0 lead following the ensuing point after. The final from Orchard Park, New York, was Buffalo soundly beating Pittsburgh 38-3. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.